Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, State Representative Jesse James is now Senator-elect James in the 23rd State Senate District. He's going to chair a brand new committee. Find out what it is and hear his thoughts on what to do with the budget surplus and more on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us. And on the line is Senator-elect Jesse James. I saw him at a funeral yesterday, and here we are actually recording this program on the day it airs after 5 on both WWIB, kind of a floating time after 5, and also at 5:05 on News Talk Sports FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. Senator-elect James, how does that sound to you?
That sounds great, Noble.
All right. Good to talk to you today. And first of all, just talk about going from the Assembly to the Senate, your thoughts and feelings on this personally, your family, and moving the, you know, from a body of 99 to a body of 33, that's quite a change.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a change. You know, I'm not going to lie. A lot of people would want to be a senator because of the four-year term versus the two-year term. And, you know, you're looking at about 15 months of activity in the Assembly side, and then you're already gearing up to run for re-election. And as a senator, you get a little bit longer. You know, you're looking at three-plus years of activity that you get to work on and focus on, and that's what I truly am looking forward to and not get distracted by in a extra election in a four-year term. So it's very exciting, and just to bring the initiatives forth and is already establishing relationship and having partnerships and collaborations with my fellow colleagues on both sides of the aisle is important to me.
Before we talk about the election and moving ahead into 2023, the new session, look back on your 4 years in the Assembly. What did you learn? What are you proud of that you accomplished?
Oh, it goes by so fast. It's like a blink of an eye, and you try and remember. And going in 2019, the first time in several terms where it's a divided government, that's going to be one of the biggest things that I'm going to carry with me. The second thing, obviously, being a legislator during COVID, that was historic in itself, and everything, the efforts that were done there. You know, getting through the first bill, getting it to the governor's desk and having the governor sign it was pretty special, considering it involved our veterans across the state. And then just the other initiatives, helping our families across the region and statewide with, you know, Ashley and the floor bill representing the last name change bill that definitely got a lot of attention, decriminalizing fentanyl testing strips. That was huge for our state, obviously, with the opioid epidemic that's ravaging our state and our nation right now with the fentanyl increased overdoses and deaths. And then just being a part of the biggest policy item, the biggest impact that we always go into every single biennium is the budget. So being a part of that process and trying to focus on initiatives that will benefit the Chippewa Valley is something that I'm going to really look forward to going into this next budget session as a senator.
Mm-hmm. Something that I have talked with you about after the death of Sheriff Ron Kramer, you yourself had been the police chief and, in fact, the fire chief as well, you in Altoona, and as that transitioned, he'd been one of your biggest encouragers. When you had your initial announcement, I remember interviewing him, actually, as we covered that on WIB and WOGO. And so you were one of the people who did speak at his celebration of life, and then the results of this investigation came out. I don't think I've talked to you since then. I know this is raw and personal, but can you comment further on that?
Yeah, Sheriff Kramer's missed. Ron is and always will be a dear friend. There's things that I'll have to go through the rest of my life where I won't understand why.
Uh-huh.
I don't think anybody will have those answers. And, you know, my prayers go with Cheryl every day. And just the thoughts of what can we do better? And, you know, I had the information knowing some of the details prior to the release of it. So I've been battling with it a little bit longer. And, mental health is definitely something on the rise. And one of my first speeches that I committed to in the assembly, included the mental health impact on our state in the numbers and how they gradually were increasing through the years. And this was even before COVID. And I said, mental health is not going anywhere, and we have to do better in our state. And then all of a sudden COVID hit. And then that devastation hit my immediate family. It hit my extra family outside of my four walls in my home. It truly impacted a number of people. And it wasn't just because of COVID, but I think the effects of it and people not knowing what to do and how to deal with such an issue that existed. And with Ron, and I know Cheryl has some deep passions that she wants to pursue, and anything that I can do to help I be a part of those discussions moving forward, and any types of legislation or state aid that is needed to help address this, all the way from our young children to adults. That's where my passion is, and I'm always going to be focusing on that because that touches everything else in our life. If we don't have our brain and our heart intact and taking care of ourselves physically, spiritually, financially, it's those little attacks on the outside of our exterior that impacts our interior, and we just have to do better. And I definitely am looking forward to working with my colleagues in the Senate and in the Assembly. Representative Paul Tittle and I have a very good working relationship, both inside the Capitol and outside the Capitol. And we're going to hopefully, he chairs the Mental Health Committee on the Assembly side. So I'm going to look forward to working with him more and more as we progress.
And this is where, just on Thursday, we're talking to Senator-elect Jesse James in the 23rd State Senate District. His predecessors, most recently Kathy Brunier, prior to that Terry Moulton in that district. Senate leadership announced committee appointments for the coming session, starting just after the first of the year. And you're appointed chair of the newly created Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, and Children and Families. Talk about how the committee came to be and how you came to be appointed the chair, Jesse James.
Oh my gosh. I'm tingling right now. The blessing of the good Lord in providing this opportunity. The Senate Majority Leader had conversation with me, and he asked me what my passions are and what I'd like to work on moving forward. And I just shared my heart. I shared everything, the path that's been paved ever since 2018 when I first announced anything involving our families, our children, anything that impacts them, including mental health and substance use and prevention education opportunities. This is what's making and breaking our families. And I see it as a legislator. I see it as a law enforcement officer. I see it in my own life. And to be the chair of this newly formed committee, it is truly a blessing. And I'm going to ask for God's guidance and His will. So I'm not living my own and, trying to do my own agenda. I'm going to just ask for Him to lead the way for me in this new committee. And it is truly an exciting adventure. And I think that's why I did ask for a few more committees. But I think I'm going to have my hands full with just this committee alone. And Rachel Cabral-Gravatta, Senator-elect Cabral-Gravatta, is my vice chair, and her and I have had discussions, heart-to-heart discussions and trainings, inside the state and outside of the state, of the mental health that she's experienced with her own family as well. And her having her as a vice chair is going to be awesome. And then Senator Joan Balwig is the third member, and she actually looked at mental health back in, I want to say, 2013, and they did a study committee on that. So I'm going to really look forward to working with Joan and getting her valuable insight on what worked back then. I mean, we're talking 9 years ago, and there's been a lot of change since then. So I think the three of us as well as our assembly colleagues, we'll be able to truly look at this and hopefully move Wisconsin forward when it comes to mental health.
Yeah, State Senator-elect Jesse James from the 23rd District here in the Chippewa Valley on Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WDOGO. So just to make clear, the State Senate, the upper chamber in Madison, has not previously had a committee dedicated to mental health until now. Now, has the Assembly had such a committee?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I was on the mental health committee this session that we're in currently.
Why has the Senate not had one until now?
Very good question. I don't have that answer for you.
But Devin Lemieux, Senate Majority Leader, he's the one who's creating this committee, and you've been asked, so you're very privileged in that. Well, it's talk about a sandwich that's full. I mean, mental health, substance abuse prevention, and children and families, that's a triple-decker there.
It is. It's absolutely a triple-decker. There was actually a conversation that we had, because with Alberta Darling retiring, Senator Darling retiring, December 1st, her education committee opened up, and I made a recommendation on what about putting mental health and substance use and prevention with education, because that's another area that I want to look at moving forward, because our schools, they have DPI drug prevention education curriculum, but not all of our schools are teaching it. That's something that we're going to look at, and my office did ask our local schools in the Triple Valley, the ones I represent in the 68th currently, what their drug education prevention curriculum looked like, so that I can work with them and get a better understanding of what they're teaching our young children. You know, not like a DARE program or something like that, but let's look at the curriculum and see if it's outdated, if it needs to be improved, if you know, let's look at that, because if we can get the proper education into our children's minds to where they're thinking about it, you know, the prevention is huge then. Uh-huh. And if it makes even one impact on a child and living in their family, if there's a loved one that uses, you know, that's hopefully going to be a good thing moving forward.
So. Couple more things with Senator Jesse James, Senator-elect, going to be sworn in shortly after the first of the year in Madison. But one of the unique things, I believe you're the only active law enforcement officer. You're on the you work part time there in Cadott for the force. You're the only active law enforcement officer in the entire state legislature out of 132. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I was able to confirm that at the new legislator training group we just did a couple weeks ago. And nobody else has law enforcement in their life currently, and I'm proud to still be the only active law enforcement officer in our state.
Why is that important, do you think?
Well, because I see the things that are impacting our communities. I see the things that I'm seeing impacting our families. I'm seeing the things what's impacting our children in the schools. And that's the testimony I get to bring to my colleagues and share with them and open up their eyes and their hearts and saying, listen, we can do better, and we have to do better. And when they see that, you know, serving the village of Cadott, 1,500 people, I think it's like 1,492 approximately, that the same things that go on there is the same thing that's happening in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's a large city or a small village, we're being impacted by the same things.
Social media has kind of leveled the playing field, right? Yeah. So.
Absolutely, they have.
Yeah.
And if we think that things can't happen here, then we're naive. And this is just opportunity that I'm blessed to have the opportunity to still wear the badge today. I'm blessed that the village of Cadott, that I get to serve that community right now. And we'll see what's in store for the future.
And finally, Senator-elect Jesse James, way too little time to ask you this, and I'm sure it could be a much longer answer, but there's a $6.6 billion budget surplus. There's differences between the parties on what to do with this. What do you believe should be done with it?
Well, you know, leadership really guides the discussions. I know Speaker Voss had mentioned something about using 3.2 for tax relief throughout our state, 3.2 billion of it, I believe. And then Senator Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu had stated that he would like to have Wisconsin go to a flat tax. I think we have opportunity here to still look at our schools and the funding, bring some more equity for the lower financial aid going to the schools across our state. I'm still learning more about this education issues that exist in the formula. I had a nice sit down with Superintendent from Neillsville, and he educated me, opened up my eyes to many things regarding education. And, you know, approximately 45% of our budget, of the $90 billion budget that we'll have approximately this next biennium, 45% of that goes to our education systems in our state. So I would anticipate that there will be another potential increase into education as well. I think that's something we have to take a look at, and It's reality. I mean, we do have a big surplus. I don't believe in that, like, we should be spending it all, because the reality is, you know, you look at how COVID devastated our economy right now nationwide, and, you know, to have $6.6 billion, how far would that actually carry Wisconsin if another pandemic should arise, or some other issue that arises? How long would Wisconsin be protected with their own finances? So, I mean, that's a reality that we have to look at too. We have to just properly budget and be fiscally responsible. But I wouldn't anticipate the whole $6.6 billion being spent by any means.
Yep. Senator-elect Jesse James, congratulations on your election, moving from the Assembly to the Senate, and on being appointed the very first chair of the newly created Committee on Mental Health, Substance Abuse Prevention, and Children and Families. We'll stay connected and stay in touch. Appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless. Hellebo. Take care.
There we go. Jesse James, not only does he have the coolest name in the state legislature, but also, he's chairing this brand new committee, important committee, and we'll certainly stay in touch with him in our news coverage on WWIB and WOGO, and here on Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Merry Christmas.